In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer. Welcome back to Common Prayer. My name is Brandon, and it is Tuesday, October 13th. And last night I was at an event in the East Bay, actually almost the Delta, but they call themselves the East Bay over in Discovery Bay area. And worship leaders from all over California gathered, and we prayed for our state and our country. And there's an upcoming worship night happening over there where people are getting together outdoors. There's an amazing couple over there that has felt led by God to buy a winery, and they're declaring this year the harvest of hope. And so it's just it was a really, really refreshing time. It reminded me, you know, like, it's hard to make time sometimes for kingdom stuff. There's so much that demands our time, right? Like, there's a million things, and a lot of them are good things that want our time. But there's nothing worth more than spending time on the things of God and with God. So thank you for joining us today. And as we get started here, I'm just going to ask that you quiet your mind and open up your heart to the Holy Spirit. We'll be silent for a minute. This is Psalm 107. It says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." That's a familiar song. "Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story, those who he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the lands from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in the desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. They cried out to God in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind, for he satisfies the thirsty, and he fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkness, in utter darkness, prisoners suffering in iron chains because they rebelled against God's commands and despised the plans of the Most High. So he subjected them to bitter labor, and they stumbled, and there was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness, the utter darkness, and he broke away their chains. He let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind, as he breaks down gates of bronze and cuts through bars of iron. Some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. They loathed all food and drew near the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of his works with songs of joy. If some went out on the sea in ships, and they were merchants on the mighty waters, and they saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep, for he spoke and he stirred up a tempest that lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths, and in their peril their courage melted away. They reeled and staggered like drunkards, and they were at their wits' end. And then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper, and the waves of the sea were hushed. It continues to go on like this forever. You could almost add another stanza about people in Foster City, people in the United States, people of the world, and how they endured an epidemic. They wandered far from God. And then they cried out to God, and God heard them. And he came to their rescue. This is the story of redemption. Like that old hymn says, Come Thou Fount, it says, we're prone to wander. It's like the human condition. Like we wander away from God, and we feel like we're lost and confused, as we should, because we were never meant to wander from God. And then we cry out to God, and God calls back to us and says, I'm here. Let me heal your land. Let me heal you. And then we thank him, and we're grateful for his mercy, for his kindness. And then we start wandering again. We need to continually bring ourselves back into the arms of God, into the arms of Jesus. And the beautiful thing I think this psalm illustrates over and over again is that no matter how much we wander, God opens his arms to us. So I want to start here. By giving thanks to God for his goodness. Just like the psalm starts, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Even though we waver, his love endures forever. So just spend a few moments here and thank God for a love that never, ever fails. He says here in verse 2 that some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. What does that look like for you? They were hungry and they were thirsty. Maybe you're not physically hungry and thirsty, and hopefully you're not wandering in a literal desert wasteland, but I think that this could be a wasteland for a lot of us. So what is that for you? I want you to come to grips with whatever your unique suffering is in this season. I want you to bring that to your mind, and more importantly, I want you to bring that to God this morning and say, God, this is my wasteland. This is my wasteland. And then it says, they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. I want you to remember that line. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. So I want you to bring whatever that wasteland is, whatever your hunger and your thirst is, and cry out to your Father. Take 30 seconds or so and offer that to him. It says here that he satisfies the thirsty, and he fills the hungry with good things. You know, I've been on a a journey with food for the last, this is my 7th week now. And when I first started, it was actually really challenging because I wanted to eat the things that I had been eating. Problem with that is I wasn't eating great things. And so my body was kind of stuck in this unhealthy state where I was craving things that actually my body didn't need. And I think it's unique here that he says he fills the hungry with good things and he satisfies the thirsty. When you think about literal hunger and thirst, there are things that we have in our unhealthy diet sometimes that have nothing to do with actually satisfying our thirst or putting good things in our body. You might want a Coke, it might sound good, but it's not going to satisfy your thirst. You might want Burger King or McDonald's, but it's only going to make you feel good for 20 minutes, and I think then you're going to be hungry, and that's such a good depiction of what we fill ourselves with on a daily basis sometimes. We try to quench our thirst with things that are not of God. We try to curb our hunger and fill ourselves, we fill our souls with the pursuit of power, with the pursuit of money, or status, or maybe the way that others perceive us. But this says that God fills us and he satisfies our hunger and thirst with good things. So I want you to offer whatever those things you're filling, would you ask God to help you remove the temptation for those things and ask him to fill you with good things? And know that it might be a little bit uncomfortable, and that discomfort can be a good thing. God, as we cry out to you, would you remind us that you are with us, that you're working, that you're moving? Or would you give us the peace that comes with trusting you? And leave you with this prayer. Oh God, the author of peace and the lover of harmony, to know you is eternal life and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us, your humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your defense, may not fear the power of any adversaries. Through the might of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.